Coming up next on Passion Struck, imagine transforming a single red paperclip into a house. Sound impossible? It's not just a fantasy. It's a reality that one man achieved through sheer resourcefulness and relentless creativity. Kyle MacDonald's journey is more than just a series of trades. It's a masterclass in turning the ordinary into the extraordinary. What if you could do the same in your own life? What if the solution to your biggest challenge is already in your hands, waiting to be unlocked with the right mindset? This isn't just a story. It's a blueprint for success in any endeavor. Get ready to discover how a single red paperclip can lead you to your own remarkable journey. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles. And on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 471 of Passion Struck, consistently ranked as one of the top five most inspirational podcasts in the world. A heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you who turn into the show weekly to listen, learn, and discover new ways to live better, to be better, and most importantly, to make a meaningful impact in the world. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for being here, or you simply want to introduce this to a friend or a family member, and we so appreciate it when you do that. We have episode starter packs, which are collections of our fans' favorite episodes that we organize into convenient topics that give any new listener a great way to get acclimated to everything we do here on the show. Either go to passionstruck.com/starterpacks or Spotify to get started. I am so thrilled to announce that earlier this week, I found out that my book, Passion Struck, won Best Nonfiction Book at the International Book Awards. It's also previously won the Eric Hoffer Book Awards, the Best Business Minds Book Awards, was featured as a must-read by the Next Big Idea Club, and also won the gold medal at the Nonfiction Book Awards. You can find it on Amazon or on passionstruck.com. In case you missed my interviews from earlier this week, I had two great ones with Morley Robbins and Sarah Rogers. Morley is an expert in mineral metabolism, and we explore his groundbreaking insights into the root cause protocol, where he describes the causes of chronic health problems and the transformative power of understanding our body's mineral needs. Sarah Rogers is the creative force behind the women's fashion line, Babes. In this episode, Sarah shares insights from her brand new book, The Outsider Advantage, because you don't need to fit in to win. Discover how she turned setbacks into stepping stones and why being different can be your greatest asset. And if you like that previous episode or today's, we would so appreciate you giving it a 5-star rating and review. These go such a long way in getting more people into the Passion Struck community. And I know we and our guests love to hear comments from our listeners. Now let's talk about today's episode. In a world where challenges often seem insurmountable and resources are limited, the ability to think creatively and to utilize what we have at our disposal is a skill that can set individuals apart. One of the most remarkable stories illustrating the power of resourcefulness in creative problem solving is that of Kyle MacDonald, famously known as the Red Paperclip Guy. Unemployed and at a crossroads, Kyle embarked on an extraordinary journey that began with a simple red paperclip lying on his table. With a spark of ingenuity, he posted an online ad inviting anyone interested to trade something of value for the paperclip. Over the course of 14 trades in a single year, Kyle's persistence and creativity ultimately led for him to trade up to a house. In this episode, I dive into Kyle's inspiring journey, uncovering valuable lessons on harnessing resourcefulness to achieve remarkable feats. By exploring the right mix of know-how, courage, and determination, we can unleash our own potential to create and to do amazing things. Join us as we draw inspiration from Kyle MacDonald's story and discover how finding your own red paperclip can lead to unexpected and transformative outcomes. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. It was the year 2005, and a young Canadian named Kyle MacDonald was sitting at his desk, pondering how to find a proper job and get his finances in order. He and his girlfriend had been living together at that time, and up until then, she had been paying all the rent. Now, another rent payment was soon due, and Kyle needed to take on more responsibility. It wasn't that he didn't have something to do. He was just between jobs, working at trade shows, promoting products for friends. But the gigs were barely enough to pay for even his basic needs. And at this time, he desperately needed a new approach to meet his need of getting his rent sorted. As he pondered his situation, his eyes fell on two sheets of paper that were held together by a red paperclip. He unclipped the red paperclip from the papers and held it up to his eye. The seemingly trivial object sparked a memory of the game Bigger and Better, where players trade something small for something bigger and better. Inspired, Kyle saw the red paperclip as the perfect starting point. He decided to post it on Craigslist, inviting anyone interested to trade something of value for it. Kyle's bold idea quickly gained traction. A girl named Ronnie offered to trade her fish-shaped pen for the red paperclip. Kyle seized the opportunity and made the trade. Energized by his initial success, he traded the fish-shaped pen next. Another person, Annie, soon stepped in, offering a hand-sculpted doorknob for the pen. With each successful trade, Kyle's excitement grew, fueling his vision of trading up to finally pay for his rent. So let's pause for a moment and discuss the power of resourcefulness. Resourcefulness is the ability to find quick and clever ways to overcome difficulties, transforming challenges into opportunities. It goes beyond simply making do with what you have. It's about leveraging available resources in unconventional ways to achieve desired outcomes. This involves thinking creatively, adapting to changing circumstances, and finding innovative solutions to complex problems. Resourceful individuals possess traits such as adaptability, flexibility, and a willingness to experiment. Traits that everyone can develop. A 2018 study on resourcefulness suggests that those who possess higher resourcefulness tend to be better at overcoming obstacles, complete tasks that, although necessary, are quite boring and are able to persist when they're presented with difficult situations. Kyle's journey exemplifies resourcefulness. His ability to see potential where others saw none, coupled with his willingness to think outside the box, propelled him from one successful trade to the next. His story demonstrates that with creativity and determination, even the most improbable goals can be achieved. So let's now turn our attention back to Kyle's story. Kyle's journey gained momentum with each trade, showcasing his growing ingenuity and resourcefulness. After trading his fish-shaped pen for the hand-sculpted doorknob, Kyle traveled to Amherst, Massachusetts with his friend Sean. There he traded the doorknob for a Coleman camp stove, including the fuel, a practical upgrade that furthered his quest. His next stop was California, where he met Sergeant David J., who eagerly traded a Honda generator for the camp stove. This generator proved to be a valuable asset. 2 months later, Kyle met Martin, a teenager with an empty keg, an IOU for filling it with beer, and a neon Budweiser sign, collectively dubbed Instant Party. Recognizing the appeal of the generator, Martin gladly exchanged his Instant Party kit for it. Kyle's ad for the Instant Party grabbed the attention of a Quebec comedian and radio personality, Michelle Barrette, who traded a Ski-Doo snowmobile for it. This was a timely acquisition, given the harsh Canadian winter. Within a week, Snow Riders West magazine offered a two-person trip to the Canadian Rockies in exchange for the snowmobile, seeking an opportunity to gain publicity off of Kyle's story. The trades continued to escalate in value and significance. A month later, a company executive traded a box truck for the Canadian Rockies trip. Now, Kyle had worked his way up from a red paperclip to a truck, a monumental leap towards his goal. Realizing the potential to achieve his ultimate goal, Kyle posted an ad for the box truck. Interestingly, a guy named Brandon offered him a recording contract for the truck, which he used to travel with his band, Metalworks. Kyle then sought out someone interested in becoming a recording artist, eventually trading the contract with a woman named Jody for a year's free rent in Phoenix, Arizona. Jody's next-door neighbor, Leslie, saw an opportunity and offered an afternoon with her boss, rock legend Alice Cooper, in exchange for the year's free rent. With each trade, Kyle's creativity, negotiation skills, and keen sense of opportunity were on display, propelling him towards his dream of owning a house. Despite his growing success, not all of Kyle's trades were met with enthusiasm. The trade of an afternoon with rock star Alice Cooper for a snow globe of the band Kiss drew harsh criticism. On his blog documenting the journey, comments poured in. "This was the worst trade that I have ever heard of, bar none." And another one said, "This is possibly the dumbest decision I have ever seen anyone make, ever." However, Kyle remained undeterred. What his critics didn't know was that 2 months prior, Kyle had been contacted by Corbin Burnson, a Hollywood actor with the largest collection of snow globes, over 6,500 of them. Corbin offered Kyle a paid speaking role in his upcoming film, Donna on Demand, if Kyle could trade something of value. Recognizing the strategic potential, Kyle saw the Kiss snow globe as the perfect bait for Corbin. After securing the snow globe, Kyle reached out to Corbin, who eagerly agreed to trade the movie role for it. This trade was pivotal, setting Kyle up for his ultimate goal. In a stroke of serendipity, the economic development officer at Kipling, who had been following Kyle's journey, reached out. The town had extra houses and saw the opportunity for publicity by trading one for the movie role. Kyle mentioned the offer, and the officer proposed that live auditions for the movie role would be held in the town to boost its profile. The town council approved, and the remarkable trade was made. Kyle traded the movie role for a house. After 14 trades, Kyle's journey from a red paperclip to a house was complete, and all within a year. His story is a testament to how resourcefulness and creativity can turn the most improbable dreams into reality. So now that we know Kyle's story, let's talk about the role of bold ideas. A bold idea is often the spark that ignites transformative change. Kyle MacDonald's journey from a single red paperclip to a house illustrates how a clear vision and a bold idea can drive extraordinary outcomes. Having a clear vision provides direction and purpose, helping individuals stay focused on their dreams despite obstacles that come in their way. Bold ideas inspire creativity and innovation, pushing people to think beyond conventional limits and to explore new possibilities. They act as a roadmap, guiding actions and decisions towards achieving significant objectives. Here are some examples of bold ideas that led to significant achievements. The first is Elon Musk's vision for space exploration. Elon Musk's bold idea for making space travel affordable and eventually to colonizing Mars led to the creation of SpaceX. Despite numerous setbacks and skepticism, his vision revolutionized the space industry and demonstrates the power of persistence and innovation. Then we have Sarah Blakely's innovation of Spanx. Sarah's bold idea to create comfortable and slimming undergarments led to the founding of Spanx. With just $5,000 in savings and a clear vision, Blakely's resourcefulness and determination turned Spanx into a billion-dollar company. And lastly, there's Steve Jobs' concept of the personal computer. Jobs had the bold idea personalized computers could become a central part of everyday life. His vision led to the development of the Apple Macintosh, transforming the technology industry and changing how people interact with computers. These examples, like Kyle MacDonald's story, highlight the transformative power of bold ideas. They show that with a clear vision and unwavering determination, individuals can overcome significant obstacles and achieve extraordinary outcomes. So as we've seen throughout today's episode, Kyle's story is a masterclass in resourcefulness and creative problem solving. Here are 5 key lessons that we can learn from Kyle's journey. The first takeaway is to start with what you have. Kyle started with a red paperclip, an item of negligible value. His journey illustrates that even the simplest starting points can lead to extraordinary outcomes for the right mindset and approach. So start with whatever resources you have at your disposal, no matter how small or insignificant they may seem. So how do you apply this lesson to your life? Begin by listing all the resources that you currently have. These could include physical items, skills, knowledge, and contacts. Just as Kyle saw potential in a paperclip. Recognize the potential in what you possess, no matter how trivial it may appear. Next, assess how these resources can be utilized or combined in innovative ways to solve problems or create opportunities. For example, if you have a knack for writing and a decent camera, consider starting a blog or a vlog to share your expertise and to attract an audience. Here's another example. Let's take a freelance graphic designer who might feel limited with their basic laptop and software. However, by leveraging their design skills and offering pro bono work for local businesses, they can build a portfolio that attracts paying clients, eventually allowing them to upgrade their laptop and software and to expand their business. Takeaway 2, practice divergent thinking. Divergent thinking is a cognitive process used to generate creative ideas by exploring many possible solutions. Unlike convergent thinking, which aims to find a single correct answer to a problem, divergent thinking encourages the consideration of multiple perspectives and possibilities. A 2023 study highlighted the significant role that divergent thinking plays in creative cognition as well as problem solving. Kyle MacDonald's success was largely due to his ability to think divergently and to not be constrained by the apparent limitations of starting with a red paperclip. So how do you apply this lesson in your life? Question traditional ways of thinking and explore unconventional solutions. Don't accept the status quo without questioning, is there a better way? Second, allow yourself to brainstorm without judgment. This is something that I interviewed Jeremy Upley about in his book, Idea Flow, that he teaches at the Stanford D School. By practicing idea flow and engaging in regular brainstorming, either alone or in a group, you generate a wide range of fresh ideas. Sometimes the most outlandish ideas lead to the most effective solutions. And then lastly, mind mapping is a powerful tool that helps you organize your thoughts, helps you see the bigger picture, and identify opportunities that might not initially seem obvious. This approach encourages creativity and helps you see multiple possibilities rather than getting stuck on just one idea. For example, a marketing professional might use mind mapping to explore various campaign strategies. By visualizing different approaches and their potential impacts, they can develop a comprehensive plan that leverages diverse ideas. Takeaway 3, recognize and seize opportunities. Kyle MacDonald's journey was marked by his remarkable ability to recognize opportunities and to act on them swiftly. This skill was crucial to his success and is an essential component of resourcefulness. Recognizing and seizing opportunities requires a keen awareness of your environment and the ability to respond to potential chances for advancement. So how do you apply this lesson to your life? The first is to stay alert. Always be observant and attentive to your surroundings. Opportunities often arise in unexpected places and at unexpected times. By maintaining a heightened sense of awareness, you can identify potential opportunities that others might overlook. Second, be prepared. Preparation is the key to seizing opportunities. This means continually developing your skills, expanding your knowledge, and building your resources. When an opportunity arises, being well prepared allows you to respond effectively and with confidence. Third, act quickly. Once you identify an opportunity, it's important to take decisive action. Hesitation can result in missed chances, as opportunities may not last long. Develop a mindset that embraces calculated risks and is prepared to move forward when the right moment presents itself. For example, an entrepreneur who stays informed about industry trends and continuously networks will be better positioned to capitalize on sudden market changes or new partnership opportunities. Takeaway 4, embrace a resourceful mindset. Kyle's story underscores the importance of a resourceful mindset, seeing opportunities where others only see limitations. This mindset is crucial for overcoming obstacles and to achieve success. So how do you apply this in your life? First, practice adaptability. Be flexible and willing to adapt your plans as circumstances change. Resourcefulness often involves pivoting and finding new paths when facing challenges. For example, if a planned project falls through, look for alternative ways to achieve your goals rather than giving up. Second, persistent creativity. Continuously seek out creative solutions and never settle for the status quo. Embrace the challenge of finding new ways to use your resources and solve problems. This persistence and creativity can lead to innovative breakthroughs and unexpected opportunities. For example, during a budget cut, a department head may creatively reallocate assets, like repurposing office space for collaboration areas or using free digital tools for project management, thereby maintaining productivity and morale without additional cost. And finally, takeaway 5, be persistent and patient. The journey from a paperclip to a house didn't happen overnight. Kyle MacDonald's unwavering commitment to his vision allowed him to turn a seemingly impossible idea into reality. So how do you apply this lesson to your life? First, stay committed. Understand that the path to success is rarely a straight line. There will be times when progress seems slow or obstacles seem insurmountable. In these moments, remind yourself of your ultimate goal and why it matters to you. For example, an aspiring writer might face multiple rejections from agents and publishers, just like I did when I was trying to write my own book. By staying committed to improving their craft, being patient with the process, and adapting their writing based on feedback, they eventually achieve success. Each rejection is a stepping stone, providing valuable lessons that bring them closer to their goal. Kyle MacDonald's journey from red paperclip to a house teaches us that resourcefulness, creativity, and determination can turn even the most improbable dreams into reality. By applying these lessons, you can unlock your potential to achieve great things, starting with whatever you have at hand. So throughout today's episode, we've explored Kyle MacDonald's remarkable journey and the powerful lessons in resourcefulness and creative problem solving that his story offers. Key takeaways include starting with what you have, practicing divergent thinking, and recognizing and seizing opportunities. These principles are not just applicable to grand endeavors, but can be integrated into everyday life to tackle common problems and create new opportunities. Resourcefulness is a skill that anyone can develop. It involves a mindset of creativity, adaptability, and proactive problem solving. By applying the principles that we discussed in today's episode, you can begin to see everyday challenges as opportunities to grow and to innovate. I encourage each and every one of you who is listening today to embrace Kyle's spirit of adventure and resourcefulness in your own life. Remember that success often lies in your ability to think creatively, connect with others, and persevere in the face of challenges. The next time you encounter a challenge or a setback, remember Kyle's journey and ask yourself, what resources do I have at my disposal? How can I use them creatively to find a solution? As you embark on your own journey, approach each opportunity with an open mind and a willingness to explore unconventional paths. Remember, sometimes all it takes is a single paperclip to start a journey that leads to extraordinary results. Embrace resourcefulness and let it guide you to achieving your most ambitious goals. I hope you all enjoyed the show, and I wanted to thank everyone who wrote in this week, and especially for those who tuned in to today's episode. Videos are on YouTube at both our main channel at John R. Miles and our Clips channel at Passionstruck Clips. Please go check them both out and join over 250,000 other subscribers. Advertiser deals and discount codes are in one convenient place at passionstruck.com/deals. Please consider supporting those who support the show. You can join me at John R. Miles on all the social platforms where I post daily. And if you're curious to find out where you stand on the path to becoming passion struck, then dive into our engaging Passion Struck quiz. Crafted to reflect the core principles that I shared in my book, Passion Struck, it offers you a dynamic way to gauge your progress on the Passion Struck continuum with just 20 questions and roughly 10 minutes of your time. Don't miss this opportunity to gain valuable insights into your Passion Struck journey. Take the quiz today. You're about to hear a preview of the Passion Struck podcast interview that I did with James Ray, the visionary who transformed Ashley Stewart against all odds from his humble beginnings as a high school teacher to becoming the self-described least qualified CEO in the world. James' story is one of resilience, innovation, and the transformative power of kindness.
All of us are thinking these macro things, big policy, big changes, and it's hard to do that. You can't do that if you don't do small acts in your personal life, right? You have to get into the habit of doing that. So we want all these great things policy-wise, changes, but we need to just focus on what we control in our personal lives and to start with that. And I think a lot of the core problems will actually go away.
Remember that we rise by lifting others, so share this episode with those that you love and care about. And if you know someone who could use more inspiration on the topic of resourcefulness and creative problem solving, then definitely share this episode with them. The greatest compliment that you can give us is to share the show with those that you love and care about. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. Until next time, go out there and become passion struck.